This is Radio Nepal. I am T.K. Prasad Khadka with news, the headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli calls for collaborative efforts to cope with climate crisis, vows to take leading role in management of climate finance. Exploration of petroleum products comes to final stage in the Lake District. Stakeholders underscore an strengthening disaster risk reduction and management effort for at community level. And South Korea's opposition MPs file motion to impeach acting President Han Duk-soo. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has stressed the need for collective efforts from the entire institutional and individual level, from home and abroad, to face climate change challenges. In his address to a program organized in Kathmandu today by the Ministry of Forest and Environment to review the COP29, the Prime Minister called for keeping the nature clean with its sustainable protection through collaborative efforts. The Prime Minister also vowed to take a lead role in the management of climate finance to cope with the climate crisis. Expressing his concern over increasing land dryness and its negative consequences, the head of the government also insisted on the need of community awareness and efforts to prevent pollution caused by human activities. The exploration of petroleum products underway in the Lake District has come to a final stage. According to the Department of Mines and Geology, as of Wednesday, 3,930 meters of drilling works has been completed with nearly 70 meters left. Drilling for petroleum products and natural gas exploration had begun in Jaljali area of Bhairabi Rural Municipality 1 in the Lake District on the 10th of May. Chief of the Department's Petroleum Project, Ganeshna Tripathi, said that the drilling was underway with the target of completing the work this month. The project is being implemented with the grant assistance amounting to 2.5 billion rupees from Chinese government. The government has decided to recommend to the President to issue an ordinance to amend some Nepal acts related to cooperatives. Unveiling Tuesday's cabinet meeting decisions today, government spokesperson and communication minister Prithibi Subba Grung said the government has decided to issue an ordinance to amend some Nepal acts related to cooperatives to address the problems of cooperatives. Speakers in the Third National Conference on Disaster Rescue Reduction held in Kathmandu today stressed on the need of strengthening the disaster risk reduction and minimization efforts at the community level. Inaugurating the conference, Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak underscored on making the disaster management initiatives effective through the use of research, innovation and technology, including artificial intelligence. Other speakers in the conference shed light on various ways of rendering the institutional capacity and the work responsibility of the authority more effective. Two people were killed when a tipper met with an accident at Bogla of Raghu Ganga Rural Municipality 4 in Magdi District today. According to the police, the deceased are 33-year-old Dasrath Adav, the tipper driver from Uttar Pradesh of India, and his helper, 40-year-old Shatrudhan Rajak of Madhya Pradesh of India. Both of them are Indian workers employed at Raghu Ghat Hydropower project. The accident happened as the tipper fell some 300 meters down from the road. The Nepal Health Conclave 2024, organized by the Ministry of Health and Population, kicked off in Kathmandu today. The two-day conclave is aimed at promoting partnerships, exchange knowledge and discuss the challenges facing the health sector of the country. Inaugurating the conclave, Secretary at the Ministry, Dr. Roshan Pokhrel, expressed the belief that it would help identify and resolve the problems of the diaspora Nepali community in the health sector. In a video message, likewise, Director General of the World Health Organization Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus stressed the need for health workers across the world to unite for strengthening the healthcare system. The Federal Parliament Secretariat of Nepal has formed parliamentary friendship groups in 41 countries. In a joint meeting of the parliamentary friendship group held in Simadarbar today, Speaker of the House of Representatives, Devaraj Khemri, said coordinators of the friendship groups for 39 countries out of 41 countries have been designated. Coordinators of parliamentary friendship groups for Uruguay and Indonesia are yet to be designated. Speaker Khemri, in the meantime, urged the coordinators of the parliamentary friendship groups to play a significant role in enhancing parliamentary relationship with the respective countries. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. It's time for a short break.
Landline phone ma samasya cha.
1498 ma phone garnus.
Samasya postpaid ma ni aayo.
1498 ma phone garnus.
Oho, samjhe. Prepaid ko puk number pani chahiye thyo.
Tesko lagi pani 1498 ma phone garnus.
नेपाल टेलिकम को GSM, CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइन मा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस्। यो नम्बर मा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन।
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। A chartered flight of the Sichuan Airlines carrying 126 passengers from Chengdu landed at Pokhara International Airport today. The Chinese team arrived here to participate in the second international dragon boat race to be organized in the Pewa Lake on the 29th and 30th of December on the occasion of the New Year 2025. The event is jointly organized by the Pokhara Metropolitan City, the Embassy of China and the Dragon Boat Association. January the 1st in 2025 marks the 2 years of inauguration of Pokhara International Airport. However, regular international flights have not taken place from the airport. Executive Chairperson of the Public Service Broadcasting Nepal, Dr. Mahendra Bista, has emphasized on the need to move forward by prioritizing the broadcasting of people-centric contents. At a congratulatory and welcome program organized today by various employees unions active in Radio Nepal today, Executive Chairperson Dr. Bista urged everyone to effectively fulfill their responsibilities to shorten the transitional period of the PSP. The chairperson also pledged to move forward by discussing issues such as employee services and facilities in the interest of the organization. Likewise, representatives of the various employees' unions drew the attention of the issues such as employees' adjustment, rights and interests of the employees, among others. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. South Korea's opposition lawmakers have filed a motion to impeach the country's prime minister and acting president Han Duck-soo less than 2 weeks after parliament voted to impeach president Yoon Suk-yeol. According to the BBC, it comes after Han refused to appoint constitutional court judges nominated by the main opposition, Democratic Party, DP. The DP's floor leader Park Sandae on Thursday claimed that Han has revealed himself to be an acting insurrectionist, not an acting president. The opposition has also accused Han of aiding Yoon's martial law attempts on the 3rd of December. Han had earlier apologized for failing to block it. Syria's new rebel-led authorities say supporters of ousted President Bashar al-Assad have killed 14 interior ministry troops in an ambush in the west of the country. The BBC cited the authorities as saying that 10 other troops were wounded in the fighting on Tuesday near the Mediterranean port of Tartous, which is a stronghold of Assad's minority Alawite Muslim sect. It is said that Thai clashes with pro-Assad loyalists are the first direct challenge to the authority of Syria's de facto leader, Ahmad al-Sara. Assad's presidency fell to rebel forces led by al-Sara's STS faction just over 2 weeks ago. According to state news agency Sana, security forces launched an operation in Tartous province on Thursday in a bid to restore security, stability and civil peace. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the possibility of light to moderate rain at some places in Sudhir Paschim province and light rain at a few places in Karnali, Gandaki and Lumbini province. There is also a possibility of light snowfall at some places in the high hilly and mountainous terrain of Sudhir Paschim and Karnali province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli calls for collaborative efforts to cope with climate crisis, vows to take leading role in management of climate finance. Exploration of petroleum products comes to final stage in the Lake District. Stakeholders underscore on strengthening disaster risk reduction and minimization efforts at community level. And South Korea's opposition MPs file motion to impeach acting President Han Duk-soo. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.